time has come to give them to the Lord.
This is Brother Jacob. You know that Christian love that I talk about here on the Faith Line? Well, you can find it at the Morse Clinic, 15932 Southeast Division, right here in Portland, Oregon. Not only do you receive modern health care, but you will receive love and prayer. Listen now. You haven't tried everything until you have tried the Morse Clinic for your health problems. Why not call them today? 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081 for Christian love and health care.
Portland and 93.9 KPDQ FM Portland, a service of Salem Communications.
A mother kneels beside them, thanking God they've come. An old man is standing there in tears, giving up a part of him that he's held back for years. Hearts are being broken, lives are being changed. Those who call upon him, they will never be the same. The time has come to give in to the Lord. That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's true. Jesus is waiting. He is waiting here.
Ministry welcome you to today's Faithline program. Each week, this ministry takes the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who are suffering in the world, reaching out with personal contact, touching lives with love and hope, and sharing God's eternal plan of salvation with the lost. If you need prayer, call us here on the Faithline. We believe God still answers prayer, and we believe God still delivers. And Pastor T. Lewis Jacob is waiting to pray with you right now. If you received a blessing from God this week, Pastor Jacob wants to share praise with you.
To reach the Love Grotto, dial 503-786-9390 in the greater Portland, Oregon area, or 1-800-845-2162, literally, from wherever you are out there in the kingdom of God. Oh, praise. praise of the Lord. This is Brother Jacob, and I'm so delighted to be here with you again tonight. The power in the blood, isn't that wonderful? We're going to play that video one of these nights. I threaten to do that about every time I hear it, and then we get busy, and, well, just like you, and we forget to do it. Who are we? We're the Faith Line, and we're an outreach of the Lifeboat Ministry. You can read all about us up there at lifeboat.org. That's lifeboat.org. Oh, and there's you'll find a couple of pictures up there tonight. One of dangerous engineer Mark up there. We'll be talking about him later. And, well, there's a lot of things. Sister Renee works with that and just works and works on it. She's becoming so smart about web pages and things, I just can't keep up with it. Where are we? Well, we're coming to you from two stories down under the satellite dish, right here in the Love Grotto. We've been here now. This is going to be our 17th year coming up, and we've been sitting right here at this desk, which is actually a large aquarium filled with the indigenous fish that we found here where we came. And over to my right, around the aquarium, you'll see over there, or at least I'll take you over there in a while. We have a frog pond with our indigenous, I think they're called Buffo of Oregonius, the indigenous grotto frogs. And when we first came here, all those frogs were sapphire blue. The Love Grotto gang, you'll hear them. They began playing grotto music to them. And slowly but surely, those frogs underwent grottoization, just like you will, until they became fully grottoized. And the next generation, well, we have full-colored frogs. We have every color that you would even dream of over there in that pond. I'll take you over there in a little while. Tonight's question for a free gift. This will be easy for you if you're a listener. If you're a new listener, you just stand by. You'll hear the answer mentioned at some point during the program. How does Brother Bernard spend most of his time on the Love Bus? When he's riding on the Love Bus, what does Brother Bernard do most of the time? If you've got the answer to that, just call 1-800-845-2162. That's 1-800-845-2162. Let me see who's out there. Sister Tina is out there. Tell her your answer, and she'll see to it that you get a free gift. Now, I'm going to give you a double offer here tonight. You know, every week I have to come to you and say, please help me stay on the air. And because we're fully supported by the donations of our listeners. And by the way, 100% of your tax-deductible donation goes to God's work. Not 1 cent goes for salaries or anything else. This is a work of love. And our offers to you to help us pay the bills. Just like you, we have to pay the bills. And you know, there are some out there I know that are struggling financially. I'm going to tell you what one brother wrote to me just the other day. I can't tell you his name. I'll just make up a name here. And I'll call him Fred, but that's not his name. And if you contact me on text, I'll even tell you his name. I'll give you his number. But here's the thing. He said, I was struggling financially until I began to give. Well, that's it. That's God's law, you see, in the kingdom of God. As you give, you will receive. So, here we are. Tonight, here's your chance. For a tax-deductible donation of $60, you can get a full CD of the Grotto Frogs, plus a beautiful Jan and Michael bracelet. And if you'd like, you can even talk to Sister Renee and kind of decide which one you want. we have to decide what the size is anyway. Or if you don't want the Grotto Frogs and you want the beautiful handcrafted bracelet that's worth the entire $60 right off the bat, I will send you a Lovekin handcrafted wonderment. That's a Christmas ornament that you can't get anywhere else. They're one of a kind. She's making some more. Each one is unique. Each one is one of a kind. Each one is lovingly made by Lovekin. She has crafted for this ministry for years. And everybody that gets one wants more. That is the most beautiful thing. I told her today, people are astonished at the beauty, and those are up there on the web. You can, but they don't, you know, the photos don't do them justice. They really, really don't do them justice. But I'll give you one of those instead, so it's your choice. You can have Grotto Frogs, plus a beautiful Jan and Michael bracelet, or you can have a Lovekin Wonderment, we call them. And I don't know, I'd be hard-pressed to decide what to get there. Those ornaments are just glorious. Have I told you what's going on as far as Christmas is concerned? I wonder if I've told you. Christmas. See, we're celebrating Christmas all year long. And as of this moment, there's 181 sleeps left for Christmas. Now, does that surprise you or what? It surprises me. My golly. It seems to me that it was about 3 days ago and it was 304 days until Christmas. It's just going by like that. If you make a donation tonight, you can get one of those beautiful bracelets and put it away for Christmas. The main thing, I think, about Christmas is the love. That's why we decided this year, 2010, we weren't going to quit celebrating it for one day. And if you'll help us celebrate it, all you have to do, now this won't cost you any money, is hang an ornament somewhere. Hang it in your front window. What else? Hang it from your belt. Hang it from your rear view mirror. It's fun. Then you drive down the street, and when I see other people with an ornament hanging from their rear view mirror, I honk at them and we wave. Or hang it from your bed rails if you're bedridden, or on your walker if you use a walker. I'm looking for a nice tiny one that I can hang on my cane. I think that'd look good. Anyway, 181 sleeps until Christmas, and if you'll do that, hang up an ornament, we'll trust your word. You call us and tell us you've done it, and we'll make you an ambassador, a Faithline ambassador for the love of Jesus. And you'll get a beautiful card to put in your wallet. Robert T. got one today, and he said, thank you so much. I'm going to show that to everybody. So there we go, and I'm looking for my music here. I don't know what I did with it. I'm always losing something, you know what I mean? I must have put it up here. Did I put it up there? Well, it doesn't matter. Maybe Renee took it. Look, can we blame her? No, I can't find my music. But it doesn't matter, because here's our first one. I was so down, and I was almost out, but then the Lord came. It could have been anyone that offered to help me out, but oh, praise God, it was Jesus that came.
Funny how
I feel more myself with you than anybody else that I ever knew. I hear it in your voice, see it in your face. You've become the memory I can't erase.
You could have been anyone at all, a stranger calling out a
of the blue. Oh, I'm so glad it was you, Lord. It wasn't in the plan, not that I could see. Suddenly a miracle came to me. Safe within your arms, I can say what's true. Nothing in the world I would keep from you. People say them and forget them. Words can promise. Words can lie. Oh, but Lord, your words may. America that we all used to know and love is changing, isn't it? The morals are changing, the mores are changing. We hardly recognize this country anymore. It's difficult for a Christian to survive. Well, I have your answer right here. A sermon called How to Survive the Changes in America. You can order yours right now. The price? Well, it's a donation of $6.95 plus postage. Call right now and order your copy of How to Survive the Changes in America. 1-800-845-2162. Learn how to get along with all of these changes and remain a Christian. This is Brother Jacob, and I need your help. I need your help desperately to keep the Faith Line broadcast on the air. So I've authorized that if you will give just $25 to this purpose during the month of June, $25, and it's fully deductible, and no one takes any part of it for salaries here at the Faith Line. And I will send you a complete CD of Love Grotto Gang episodes. That's $25 donation. Brings you an entire CD of the Love Grotto Gang episodes. Call right now, 1-800-845-2162. And if you can give more than $25, please do so. We desperately need your help. That's 1-800-845-2162. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. Go over there to that phone and give me a call. 503-786-9390 in the greater Portland, Oregon area, or 1-800-845-2162, or text me at 503-539-3012. Now let's return to the Love Grotto. Yes, you found the Faithline program, bringing you the love and hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's not wait till Christmas.
Don't get so busy that you miss giving just a little kiss to the ones you love. Don't even wait a little while to give you just a little smile. Little is
coming to you from two stories down under the satellite dish, right here in the Love Grotto. So beautiful. And I'll tell you, you know, I don't know how many times a day on my text ministry. You know about my text ministry? I probably didn't tell you. I'm just starting to settle in here now. I get down here with these frogs and these fish, and it calms me down. Life up there on the surface, oh, it's getting frantic, isn't it? But I have a large text ministry. You may be part of it. My number is 503-539-3012. There goes somebody texting right now. That's Dina. Hi, Dina. And I receive, believe it or not, and you would if you were around me for very long, I receive anywhere from 60 to 90 text messages a day. Some have a question about the Bible. Some are prayer requests. Some are just friendly chit-chat. Others want to share answered prayer with me. I love my text ministry. You know, the gang that I've been talking about, if you're a brand new listener, the gang is on a great explore. That's the Love Grotto gang. They live down behind the frog pond over there. You'll see that passageway that goes way on back. You can't even see the end of it. Well, down at the end there is an apartment, and that's where they live. That's Renee's phone. Test getting into the speakers here. And anyway, where was I? I was talking about the gang. They are out on a great explore. They're out on the Love Bus, and they're looking for the Lost Lake. There are 19 Lost Lakes in the state of Oregon. Look it up on Google. You see I'm right. But they have discovered that there's one more, and they're looking for it. Now, they're... How many episodes have we had? We've had two episodes, I think, since they took off. And we'll hear another one tonight. Well, they're available by hookup. Let's do that right now. Love Bus, Love Bus. This is the Grotto, over.
Well, yeah, it's about time. We thought you'd forgotten all about us there, Brother Jacob.
No, we just were busy doing business. I'm sorry. You hang on now. In fact, I've got another piece of business to do, Joe, so just keep everybody calm down.
Well, I'm missing you so terribly.
I know, Mother, but just stay calm now, because we have a couple of things to do. The first one is I want to give you the question for tonight so that you can answer it. I would just call 1-800-845-2162, win a free gift. How does Brother Bernard spend most of his time on the Love Bus?
Well, I know I can answer that.
No, don't answer it, Floyd. This is a question for our audience now. How does Brother Bernard spend most of his time on the Love Bus? The number to call, 1-800-845-2162. And the offer for tonight, for a tax-deductible donation of $60, I'm going to go through it quickly because we've done it once. It will give you the Grotto Frogs on CD and a Jan and Michael bracelet. And if you don't like that offer, well, we'll give you a Lovekin Wonderment. One web, lifeboat.org, and have a look at them. They're beautiful. All right, let's move along. Mother, how are you doing out there?
Oh, dear, it's terrible to be out here without you. And, you know, my own bed. I'm missing my own bed. And I think that would you go down and look at the apartment and make sure it's all right here?
Oh, of course I will, Mother. But it's fine. You just enjoy yourself.
Well, it's hard for me to enjoy it when, you know, I like to be at home.
I know. Well, all right. We'll see what we can do about that. You know, Joe, maybe we made a mistake sending Mother on this great explorer. You know, we probably should have left her here with me.
Well, you go ahead with the program. I'll talk with her.
All right. Let me read you something now. I'm talking to my listeners now. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Are you listening to that? We have a tendency to panic when the devil attacks. We know that he will. But every time he does, and when I say the devil will always attack, then everybody nods their head. But when he does attack, then we're surprised. Let me read you another one from Philippians 4. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. When you're having trouble, when times are difficult, and they are right now for so many people, business people out there whose businesses were stable just 2 years ago are now suffering difficulties. Some people, lots of people, are losing their houses. Businesses are downsizing, and so they're letting older employees go and hiring part-time employees that don't cost as much money. Am I right? And the states and the city and the federal government, they're all in trouble, so they need to have money. Where do you think they get it? They up go the taxes. But we have to, when these things happen, depend upon God. Let me read you that again. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Let me see who that is. Emily, the number to call is 1-800-845-2162. But that's all right if you want to leave me a message. My phone is, it's like my heartbeat. It's with me all day. The other day, my daughter Tina said, oh, if you get that new iPhone, I'll never see what you look like, because you'll never look up. Well, I'm going to have one, but not right away. I want to tell you about, we went out for pizza before we go to the bottom break here. We went out for pizza the other night, met the nicest young lady. Her name was Missy. And I said, well, you know, Missy, I'd like to buy one of those that is already cooked, because it's pretty hot out there, and I don't want to warm up our house. And she allowed us to do that. So then my wife stepped in, never to be outdone, and she said, how about half this one and half of that one? And she let her do that. And then she gave her free pop to go with it. I'm telling you, that's one of the nicest young ladies. Where can you find her? She's in Winco, out there in Gresham. It was about 6 o'clock in the evening. Don't tell her I told you. She's a nice young girl, very pretty too. And I told her, I'm going to mention you on the radio because you've got a Christian heart. Now, we'll see. Maybe next time she'll give this old man an entire pizza. What do you think? Well, do you really think you can play that thing, Ralph?
Hey, playing this Wurlitzer is what I do the best. Just listen, I'll show you.
Well, that is very nice. You are listening to the Faithline program, and we're bringing you the love of Christmas throughout 2010.
About two notches there, is kind.
Well, I have to admit, that's amazing, Ralph. That's amazing.
Hey, watch me do it with my feet.
We worked all afternoon to get that fed up for you there, Brother Jacob.
Well, it's just beautiful, Ralph. It's almost amazing. I like that monkey with the cymbals up there.
Boy, look at those frogs jump over there. They just love it, Ralph. They just love it.
Hey, this is what I do the best.
Well, I'm having a hard time controlling the DB here.
Hey, it's variable.
Yes, that's a very old organ. You know, he can't control it like he can modern equipment. So many of you have written to tell me how you love the frogs as much as we do. So Joe has put them on a CD for you, only $12.95 for, well, I think it's 90 minutes or 45 minutes, I don't, whatever fits on a CD, you've got our Grotto Frogs. Call right now, 1-800-845-2162. Only $12.95 and $1.54 postage, of course. And you can fall asleep to those frogs every night like we do. This is Brother Jacob. And I need to ask you to help us pay the rent. Not the rent on any building, for we have no building. We use our own home for that purpose. Not for any salaries, because no one draws a salary at the Faithline Ministry. every cent of your tax-deductible donation goes to God's work. It goes to pay for expensive phone lines and to pay for these radio stations that you're listening to the Faithline on. Won't you help? Some do. I know it's summer. I know times are hard, but we have to pay God's bills. 1-800-845-2162. Call right now and do what you can. I know God will add it all up and it'll be just the right amount. That phone number again, 1-800-845-2162. Or listen for our address and mail your check today. Don't forget, God's work must go on. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. Sure to tune in the Faith Line each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on your dial. We're down here, two stories down under the satellite dish in the Love Grotto, just waiting to pray for you. The time that you were free, give me a call at 1-800-845-2162 or text me at 503-539-3012. I'll answer you. If you have a chronic health problem that, well, you just cannot seem to get help for, have you tried the Morse Clinic at 15932 Southeast Division Street here in Portland, Oregon? Well, you haven't tried everything until you've gone to the Morse Clinic. The phone number, 760-6081. Be sure and put a 503 in front of that. 503-760-6081. I know that they will help you because they have helped me. Now come back with me to the Love Grotto where love rules.
My, Ralph, you just look wonderful playing that organ.
Looks kind of funny, though, not wearing any socks.
Well, you've found the Faithline program. We're celebrating Christmas early because we want that love that comes along with it.
Well, we have to get back on the air now.
Yeah, we hear you. How can you avoid hearing you the way you're talking so loud, you know?
Well, I just love to watch Ralph play that with his feet.
Get you back on the air.
Well, thank you, Joe, but I was kind of lost in that myself. Yeah, I was, and I have to apologize to Renee there. It wasn't her phone getting into the speakers. It was mine getting into the speakers that come out of my computer. And I, you know, every time, have you ever noticed that, man? Every time you accuse your wife of something, it turns out to be you and you're wrong. Oh, God love us all. Now, I'm back to that pizza story a little bit. I bet I've got 6 texts already saying,
"You're not eating pizza without me, are you?"
And some of them say, "Well, you're not eating pizza, you're a diabetic." No, I don't eat pizza. But I'll tell you what, Renee and Tina can inhale one in about 15 minutes. So I get them. They can't, just because I have diabetes, they can't be expected to limit their diet. Although I do think I spend an awful lot of money on chocolate cake. No. I'm just teasing. I hope you know that. How to reach me here in the grotto, 1-800-845-2162. We'll bring you directly in by landline, 1-800-845-2162. You can text me. I love to get texts 24 hours a day. You'll be surprised at how quickly I will answer you. And that number is 503-539-3012. 503-539-3012. You can also email me. I'm on Twitter. Now we're on Facebook. And Renee just, that's her baby. She just plays with that Facebook all the time. And it's looking good. And I guess we got a lot of friends there, for which I am very, very grateful. And soon, she's working on it. It's coming. We're going to have a little podcasting station. Is that what it's called? Or a radio station? Internet radio station on our website. And I'll be able to get on there and play with my gang and play my Grotto-wise music any time of the day or night than I want to. Anytime I want. I can just go get up. You know, I'm up all the time anyway. And I can walk in there and turn it on and start talking. Well, you won't wake the rest of us up when you do that. Well, you do that, I mean, you're not going to wake us all up to be on the air or anything like that. No, if you don't want to be on the air, that's all right. You don't have to be Floyd, you know. Well, I certainly will be there to make you some tea. I'm making tea for this gang, but you know they like chai. They don't like good loose leaf jasmine tea like you, gracious leader. Oh, mother, I may have to send somebody down there to get you and bring you home. I'm missing you, and I can hear that you're homesick. We may just have to do that, you know. And listen, what else do I want to tell you? Oh, tonight's question, did I give it to you? How does Brother Bernard spend most of his time on the Love Bus? If you know the answer to that, and a lot of you have so far, just call 1-800-845-2162. Tell Sister Tina, and I'll send you a free gift. I got some good stuff. And we get more good stuff. And I'll give you some that's free. There's a great explorer that's coming up at 1:45. You know, when I listen to tonight's episode, which I don't do, you know, it's pre-recorded. I do it at home. And you know what? I laughed. I thought it was one of the best that was ever done. So listen at about 1:45. And I told Sister Tina, we're going to capture those all off and put them in a CD series, The Great Explorer to Find Lost Lake. And then you can give it away, or, you know, you do like I'll do. I'll put it there by my bed and listen to it when I'm going to sleep. Well, I will. You know what I listen to when I'm going to sleep after I'm through listening to my Bible? Give up. I listen to Pooh Bear. I do. And see Renee over there saying, uh-huh. I listen to Pooh Bear. I love Pooh Bear. I guess I like Piglet the best. Well, I like Pooh Bear the best. I know, Mother. All right, let's see. I was going to read you another. Every word of God is pure, and he is a shield unto them that put trust in him. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. The problem is that people try and accept part of it and exclude the rest of it. But if you just read the word of God, trust in God, pray to God, I guarantee you, you'll probably get everything you desire.
Now, this is your Schaefer Award-winning roving reporter, Joe Rope. I'm bringing you another in-depth, detailed, and possibly remote broadcast of the segment we call You Asked For It. Now, tonight, I thought I would do something a little different. First, let me make sure we can communicate with the Love Grotto. Here we go. Love Grotto. This is Joe Rope. Over.
I'm reading you 6x6, Joe.
No, I taught you better than that. It's 5x5, unseen leader.
Well, I know, Joe, but I can hear you a little better than that, so I use 6x6.
Okay, anyway, tonight I'm going to change up a little with our programming content. I'll be interviewing the Love Grotto gang here on the Love Bus.
Will I be able to say hello to our gracious leader? I miss him, you know, so very much.
Well, of course you will, Mother Twilla. He can hear you right now.
Hello, Mother dear. I miss you, too. Oh, my.
I'm going to begin with our driver, Mr. Milford Munn. Milford, how do you like playing a key role in this great explorer to find Lost Lake?
Well, Joe, driving this bus is a real joy for me. It is the same model as the one that I rode to school every morning years ago when I was about 11 years old. I would enjoy it more, though, if I had a relief driver. I have to drive all the time.
Well, yes, I would appreciate some relief myself, even, you know, with these new cushions that we purchased. There in Albany, these seats are very hard to sit on, hour after hour. But I'm not complaining.
Yes, Mr. Milford, yes. Yeah, and Brother Ralph, what comments would you make about our great explorer so far?
Hey, I guess that the adventure of the whole thing has me on edge. I'm anxious to get to the area of the settlement.
Well, when we get there, would they have any possum jerky there, do you think? Or would they have eaten it all by now, or would they still have some?
I'm a bit anxious myself, Brother Ralph. Never mind there, Floyd. That elusive fur fish that lives in the lake will be quite a find. I have written the Smithsonian of our great explorer.
Well, what did they have to say, Joe? What did they say?
Well, they said that they would be with us in spirit, but could not give us any financial support unless we found the fur fish.
Oh, that possum jerky sounds kind of, you know, kind of weird at first, but then when you think about it a little while...
Hey, I see that your pocket toad Thelma thinks about it, too.
Brother Bernard, could you give us your thoughts on this expedition? Well, Of course. Of course I can. I find the love... excuse me. I find the love bus perfect for naps. The swaying motion tends to lull one off to sleep, and the motor sounds are soothing to my soul. It reminds me of a time back there in 84. Was it 85? No, it was 84. Back when I was coaching the Yakanoo Slugs to the state championship, you know. It was difficult then on our long bus trips for Bruce Long Reach Calloway to stay awake during our strategy sessions. He'd fall asleep every time. So I came up with the perfect solution. I just,
"Hey,
Bernard, we've heard that story 1,000 times.
"We had? Well, I dith remember, Ralph. I dith remember."
"Okay, Joe. Now, let's just be a little quiet here. Back to our program. Mother Twilla, what part of this expedition do you enjoy the most?"
"Well, of course I enjoy the fellowship, but my favorite part is getting to talk with our unseen leader. I miss him so very much. Oh, Mother."
There goes the timer. Well, this is Joe Rope, your roving reporter, returning you now to our regularly scheduled programming. Be with us next time for another inspiring, in-depth, and possibly remote and revealing issue of You Asked For It.
Well, thank you, Joe. All right, gang, now help me sing this one for all those guys out there that won't listen to me. Here we go. Now, Ralph, you do the yodeling, because I can't.
Hey, I'll do her.
I had a friend named a Ramblin' Bob. He used to steal, gamble, and rob.
He thought he was the smartest guy around.
Yeah, he did. I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday.
They've got
him in that jailhouse way downtown. Go ahead now.
He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now.
Well, I told him once or twice
to stop playing cards and a shooting dice.
He's in the jailhouse now.
Howdy, old lady. Howdy, old lady. Oh, ho. Old lady, old lady, old lady.
Bob liked to play his poker.
Yes, he did.
Peanut, whist, and yoker.
But shooting dice was his favorite game.
Well, he got thrown in jail.
Uh-oh.
With nobody to go his bail.
Yes, yeah.
The judge done
That's
said
it.
That he refused a fine. He's in the jailhouse now.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I told him once
and I told him twice
to stop playing cards and a shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I went out last Tuesday. I met
now, this
a girl
is what he told me.
Susie. I said I was the swellest guy around. Well, we started to spending my money, and she started.
started to calling me honey.
Oh my goodness, didn't he know what she was doing?
In town. We're in the jailhouse now.
Oh my goodness.
We're in the jailhouse now. Well, I told that judge right to his face, I don't like
it around this place.
We're in the jailhouse now.
This is Brother Jacob, and I need to ask you to help us pay the rent, not the rent on any building, for we have no building. We use our own home for that purpose, not for any salaries, because no one draws a salary at the Faithline Ministry. Every cent of your tax-deductible donation goes to God's work. It goes to pay for expensive phone lines, and to pay for these radio stations that you're listening to the Faithline on. Won't you help? Some do. I know it's summer. I know times are hard. But we have to pay God's bills. 1-800-845-2162. Call right now and do what you can. I know God will add it all up and it'll be just the right amount. That phone number again, 1-800-845-2162. Or listen for our address and mail your check today. Don't forget, God's work must go on. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. All right, get over there to that phone and give me a call. The number, 1-800-845-2162, or text me at 503-539-3012. You can use that text 24 hours a day. Now let's return to the Love Grotto. Welcome back to the Faithline program, where we're celebrating Christmas early.
Well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red. And he spends the whole year working out in his sled.
Oh, I know Saint Nick ain't real. It's all about Jesus, but you know, come on now, let's get some love going.
But she'll walk a toboggan with a frosty stick. She's candy apple red with a ski for a wheel. And when Santa hits the gas, man, just watch her steal. It's the little Saint Nick. It's the little Saint Nick. The run, run, reindeer.
Oh,
the run, run, reindeer.
Run, run, reindeer, but run right off the end there. KPDQ Radio, 93.9 FM.
He
people at the altar are kneeling down to pray. Some are finding mercy, forgiveness for their sins. Some are fighting battles and they're struggling to win. The time has come to give them to the Lord.
This is Brother Jacob. You know that Christian love that I talk about here on the Faith Line? Well, you can find it at the Morse Clinic, 15932 Southeast Division, right here in Portland, Oregon. Not only do you receive modern health care, but you will receive love and prayer. Listen now. You haven't tried everything until you have tried the Morse Clinic for your health problems. Why not call them today? 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081 for Christian love and health care.
You're listening to The Faith Line on 800 KPDQ Portland and 93.9 KPDQ FM Portland, a service of Salem Communications.
A mother kneels beside them, thanking God they've come. An old man is standing there in tears, giving up a part of him that he's held back for years. Hearts are being broken, lives are being changed. Those who call upon him, they will never be the same. The time has come to give in to the Lord. That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's true. Jesus is waiting, he is waiting here for you.
Listening to the Faith Line program, and this is Brother Jacob. I'm going to be right here with you until 3 a.m. Pacific time. Don't you touch that dial. To reach me down here in the Love Grotto, dial 503-786-9390 in Portland, Oregon, or 1-800-845-2162, literally, from wherever you are out there in the kingdom of God. Need some hope? Well, your dial is set just right. Well, I'm going to give some praise here because now Timothy's out there. And, you know, my audience down there in Los Angeles is now out there. Hi, guys. Boy, those guys up north, they just won't call. I don't know what it's all about. Do you, Joe?
No, I think it may be the sunspots.
Now, well, that wouldn't have anything to do with them calling. You know, I don't know how that would work.
Well, I was just trying to come up with an excuse for them, you know.
We just didn't get any calls at all. Now, the phone number here is one. Well, I got a couple from our old faithfuls, you know. I'm talking about the listeners. We got all those listeners, and we're paying for the big bucks for that. What is it, K? What is it down there? No, it's down in San Francisco. That KFAX is what it is. Yeah. See, I couldn't even think of it because they make me forget it. Oh, sure, I forget after 17 years. Sure, I do. Come on, guys, give me a call. 1-800-845-2162. Don't tell me that you don't need prayer. And don't make me have to sit here and look out there, Tina whining. She isn't getting any calls. 1-800-845-2162. You know, if you can call up and give the question, the answer to the question tonight, you get a free gift. How does Bernard spend most of his time on the love bus? That's the question. I've given you a couple of wonderful offers tonight for a tax-deductible donation of $60. I'll give you the Grotto Frogs and a beautiful bracelet made by Jan and Michael. Now, these guys, you know, these are commercial jewelry makers. The bracelet itself is worth more than $60. And if you don't like that, you know, I don't want that. Okay, I'll give you a Lovekin Wonderment, one of those beautiful handcrafted ornaments. And she says they take her anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours to make each one. Think of what you'd pay for that at a specialty shop. They're beautiful. And the gold that's on them is real gold. The silver that's on them is real silver. They are a beautiful thing to behold. You can go up on the website, which is lifeboat.org, and have a look at them up there if you'd like. I can't wait till we get our store up there. It looks like we're going to have three stores. We're going to have one little part is for resources. You know, all of the stuff that I've recorded over the years and printed over the years. The e-books and all that kind of stuff. And then the other one will be Christian resources. And then one just for Jacob stuff. You know, things that, like this. You know, things like that. Or like this one over here. Like that, you know? Wouldn't that be nice? Some place where you can go and get those objects that you didn't even know existed. I'm going to do it, can I? I know. Maybe I'm getting it going into my second childhood here. But I enjoy looking at God's world. I was telling Sister Renee today, because we get so many people that are moaning about how bad the world is. Oh, it's terrible. I hate this world. Oh, I can't wait to get out of here. I hate this world. You know, I look out there at the world, really, and I see the trees and all of God's animals. Did you notice Venus up in the air tonight? Up there in the western sky as the evening star. Beautiful. God did a wonderful job. Man fell and got pride, and that pride caused him then to judge things, and it causes us to produce that money, which causes about 90% of our problems. There wouldn't be all that oil all over the Gulf if it wasn't for money, you know? There wouldn't be all of these wars if it wasn't for money. We wouldn't be cutting down the forests on the globe if it wasn't for money. And what do we want to do with that money? We want to buy stuff to satisfy ourselves. But God's creation. Well, I think I can best sum it up this way. Huh? God so loved the world. Did you hear that? God so loved the world. We all know John 3:16, but we don't hear that. And the minute we get saved, we say, we want to get out of here because this place is terrible. Why don't we learn to do it right before we go? Why don't we follow what God said? We're to love Him above all else, and then we're to love one another. If we love one another, there'd be no problem, would there? We wouldn't rob from one another if we really truly loved one another. You know, there wouldn't be all of this lust and everything if we truly loved one another. I tweet, you know, are you on Twitter? Well, I tweet once in a while. I get something that I have to tweet it. I have to see if I can remember the words that I put up there today. It was that a relationship without love, you know, love without God, that's it. Love without God is just self-serving. That's all it is. And it isn't real love at all. We fight and argue. We argue and fight. I've heard people say, well, I can forgive him, but I'm not going to forget. Have you heard that? My Bible says that it's not our business to judge. Wow, I've been judged a lot in my life. Have you? Yeah, I've really been judged a lot. Some people are so into judgment that they'll tell you, this is a bad day. Have you ever heard them say that? I don't know what to do with that. I don't know how to answer that. Because how do I tell God that He's made a bad day? And by the way, it's the only one we have, this one right now. And we don't have the whole day. All we have is this moment. There's a young man listening to me out there right now that used to be all into drama and whining, and he's quit that. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Well, you'd ask him, how are you doing? Oh, I'm not doing real well. Everybody hates me. They've hated me all my life. Whoa. I love you, brother. Why don't you quit that? I'm right here. God's in heaven. You're right there. We're all alive. Isn't it wonderful? When I was 3. You ever been there? I know you've been there. I see all your heads nodding up and down. I see that one guy over there trying to read the paper, and he said, I wish that old man had shut up. He didn't want to hear it. My dad was that way. You know, he's different in the stories that I tell, but my dad was that way. He was a rough, tough old guy. He'd been a cowboy. I've got a picture of him on the back of a horse in New Mexico back, before the 1920s. The horse is rearing up, you know. He's waving his hat in the air. He's a rough and tough guy. But you know what? 3 months before he died, 3 months before he died, he and I were in my mother's kitchen. She was at home then, and so was he. And he was coming towards the living room, and I was coming out of the living room, and so we came face to face in this tiny little space between the kitchen table and a door. And he looked at me, and he said, oh, what? What? And I said, isn't it about time? And he got great big tears in his eyes, and he said,
Yeah. It's time, Jacob. It's time. And he and I went into the living room saying, I don't want to bawl on you. And that old man accepted Christ. And he had a rough, tough tongue, that old guy did. Never heard him swear again. And if you would mention the name Jesus, he would just cry. And when he was on his deathbed, he was in the hospital, he was on a ventilator, he couldn't talk. And I walked over to his bedside and I bent down and I kissed him on the cheek and I whispered in his ear, I'll see you in the morning. And he smiled as best he could around that tube going down his throat. And I still mean it. You know, one of these days he and I will sit down alongside of that river of life. Where are you going to be?
Ahoy, Pacific Fury. Ahoy, Pacific Fury.
As the pastor of the fishing fleet in the Bering Sea, I feel obligated to introduce you to the crew of the faithful vessel, the most dangerous Pacific Fury. This week, we profile the most dangerous engineer in the Bering Sea, Engineer Scott. His photo, lost pixels in transmission, I'm afraid, is up on our website, lifeboat.org.
Well, what is Engineer Scott's nickname there? What is his nickname? What should we call him since we're his friend?
Well, he said we could call him Vin Diesel Fuel. That's what everybody else calls him. My goodness, what a play on words. Engineer Scott, also known as Vin Diesel Fuel, is an avid sports fan and often water skis in the wake of the Pacific Fury during off hours. Scott shaves his head to resemble his namesake Vin Diesel, the famous movie star. If you look very closely at his picture up there on the web, you'll see that he wore a toupee for that publicity shot.
Hey, I understand that Vin Diesel Fuel makes the most dangerous omelet on the boat.
Well, so that is what happened to the former top hand on that boat. Yes, Mother, but that is very confidential and not to be mentioned on the air. Engineer Scott is famous throughout the fleet for his imitations of whale sounds. On a previous voyage, Vin Diesel Fuel drove all the seals out of Dutch Harbor, Alaska, with his imitation of a killer whale over a local radio station. Engineer Scott keeps the most dangerous Pacific Fury's engines humming, even in the most violent of storms. Well, ahoy to the entire crew of the most dangerous Pacific Fury. Next week, we will profile another dangerous member of your dangerous crew. Now this one we have through the courtesy of Robin Smith, our internationally acclaimed Christian drummer.
My Savior's coming back to get me, and ain't that good?
My Savior's coming back to get me, and ain't that good?
Lord, I can't wait till I get home
to see the one sitting on that throne
to sing him a brand new song.
Oh, ain't that good?
Tell me, ain't that good?
Oh, it's good, brother.
My Savior's coming
back to get me, and ain't that good?
My Savior's coming back to get me,
oh, ain't that good?
Lord,
I can't wait till I get home
to see the one sitting on that throne
to sing him a brand new song.
Tell me, ain't that good?
tell me that.
Boy, it's good.
I read in the Bible just the other day,
when I was looking over your shoulder,
where Jesus said that he was coming back this way.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
To prepare a way for the saints to stay always. Tell me that. My Savior's coming back to get me.
Oh, ain't that good?
My Savior's
coming back to get me.
Lord,
oh, ain't that good?
Lord, I can't wait till I get home to see the
that world sitting on that throne
to
sing him a brand new song. Oh, ain't that good?
Tell me that.
Oh, it's good. Oh, it sure is.
Now, by the word of God, I declare.
Go ahead, brother, tell him.
That all the saints are gonna meet him
in the air.
None but
the righteous
will
be there.
No
more worries, no more
cares.
Oh, that's so good.
My Savior's coming back to
get
me.
And ain't that good?
My
Savior's coming back to
get
me. Oh, ain't that good?
And the world will see me no more, but you
shall see me.
And this you should know, just
because I'm near,
you shall live also. Tell me that
good news.
Tell me that good news. Tell me ain't that good news.
Well, I hope they get ready, dear. This is Brother Jacob, and I need your help. I need your help desperately to keep the Faith Line broadcast on the air. So I've authorized that if you will give just $25 to this purpose during the month of June, $25, and it's fully deductible, and no one takes any part of it for salaries here at the Faith Line. And I will send you a complete CD of Love Grotto Gang episodes. That's $25 donation brings you an entire CD of the Love Grotto Gang episodes. Call right now, 1-800-845-2162. And if you can give more than $25, please do so. We desperately need your help. That's 1-800-845-2162. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. Go over there to that phone and give me a call. 503-786-9390 in the greater Portland, Oregon area, or 1-800-845-2162, or text me at 503-539-3012. I know that I have told you over and over about the Morse Clinic in Southeast Portland, Oregon. I've reminded you that they are very successful with chronic diseases when others are not. But have I told you that they also handle traffic accident problems? So many injure their knees and their back and their neck in traffic accidents every single day. Well, the Morse Clinic is set up to help you with that. They do physical therapy. They even have an acupuncturist right there in the clinic. You need to call them at 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081. Call them today for any health problem that you might have that you'd given up on. Don't you dare give up until you've tried the Morse Clinic, 503-760-6081. Now let's return to the Love Grotto. Yes, you found the Faith Line program, bringing you the love and hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's not wait till Christmas.
Don't get so busy that you miss giving just a little kiss to the ones you love.
We're coming to you from two stories down under the satellite dish, right here in the Love Grotto. Praise the Lord. And while we were on, you know, playing on the breaks and everything there, I guess someone called and they asked a question that had been asked of me, my goodness, I don't know how long, how many times. And that is, you know, I accepted the Lord a long time ago, and I've done a lot of evil in my life, and am I still saved? My Bible says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. But now we live by grace, don't we? And Paul makes it very clear that that grace doesn't give us a license to go out there and sin. But I would tell that brother and all the rest of them that have asked me, as I always do, ours is a merciful and loving God. And you were paid for through the blood of Jesus Christ. But that doesn't mean you go out and sin for the rest of your life and grab a hold of the last minute. Well, you can too. You can too. If you know when you're going to die, I guess, then and kind of like Pooh Bear, you know, they say, well, how are we going to catch a heffalump? Well, we just go where he's walking, and we get about three steps ahead of him and dig a big hole, and then he'll fall in. But we don't know the time of our death, so that's it. Oh, once saved, always saved, yeah. Like probably if you want to get in by the fingernails. But you see, that's a double man, a minded man. That's someone who's bouncing around trying to have both. You want to have heaven, and you want to have the world. It sounds to me, brother, like it's time now. It's time for you to make a commitment. And all you have to do, and I guarantee you, this is all you have to do, is get on your knees or sit in a chair or stand up and raise your hands and say, Lord God, I am so sorry that I have offended you. Forgive me. I ask it in the name of Jesus. And he will. That moment he'll forgive you. And then go on about your life attempting to be more like Jesus every day. Give up that old stuff that doesn't work. This particular man is homeless and lives in a tent down there in Los Angeles. Now, you know, that's how you got there, brother. The things of the world took you down. Get on the love train. We're going to heaven, you know. And if you've got a phone down there that texts at all, Ethan, will just text me. But don't you think that you're just going to go on doing that evil that you claim you've done, and then call up some preacher and get his opinion whether or not you're saved? I can tell you this, you were saved, but now you're in a state of sin. You ought to get on your knees and ask God to forgive you, and understand that He will, because He's a loving and merciful God.
Hey, on this one, Floyd's going to do his thumb. Mother Twella's going to play the piano. Joe's going to play the vibes. And I'm going to play my sax. That's what I do the best. Charlie Brown, the coolest, smoothest man in town, is going to sing it.
Christmas time, come but once again.
Well, not this year. Your faith line is celebrating the love of Christmas all year long. Now it's time. It's time for you to go out there to the kitchen and, you know, make another cup of tea. Go over there to the refrigerator. Get one of those gooey things you'd like to eat, but don't you... You come right back and don't you touch that dial. When you get back, I'll be sitting right here. My hair's all combed, my shoes are all shined, my tie's on straight, my pens and pencils are all in a row. And dear one, my Bible is open. Because I want to pray for you today.
Hey, Mama!
Well, I can't help it. I just have to dance, Ralph. Floyd, he's about to take off. Man, can he dance or what? Changing, the mores are changing. We hardly recognize this country anymore. It's difficult for a Christian to survive. Well, I have your answer right here. A sermon called How to Survive the Changes in America. You can order yours right now. The price? Well, it's a donation of $6.95 plus postage. Call right now and order your copy of How to Survive the Changes in America. 1-800-845-2162. Learn how to get along with all of these changes and remain a Christian. This is Brother Jacob. And I need to ask you to help us pay the rent. Not the rent on any building, for we have no building. We use our own home for that purpose. Not for any salaries, because no one draws a salary at the Faithline Ministry. Every cent of your tax-deductible donation goes to God's work. It goes to pay for expensive phone lines and to pay for these radio stations that you're listening to the Faithline on. Won't you help? Some do. I know it's summer. I know times are hard, but we have to pay God's bills. 1-800-845-2162. Call right now and do what you can. I know God will add it all up and it'll be just the right amount. That phone number again, 1-800-845-2162. Or listen for our address and mail your check today. Don't forget, God's work must go on. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. Sure to tune in the Faith Line each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on your dial. We're down here, two stories down under the satellite dish in the Love Grotto, just waiting to pray for you. The time that you were free, give me a call at 1-800-845-2162 or text me at 503-539-3012. I'll answer you. If you have a chronic health problem that, well, you just cannot seem to get help for, have you tried the Morse Clinic at 15932 Southeast Division Street here in Portland, Oregon? Well, you haven't tried everything until you've gone to the Morse Clinic. The phone number, 760-6081. Be sure and put a 503 in front of that. 503-760-6081. I know that they will help you because they have helped me. Now come back with me to the Love Grotto, where love rules. Welcome back to the Faithline program. Your personal light in the middle of the night. Oh, we're getting around. Well, I Twitter. Well, so do I.
Well, I tried it.
I know you do, Mother. I know you do. We've got email. Answer all our text, and right now we're streaming all over the world.
Well, yeah, we get around.
Hello, Denmark. Hello, London and Cardiff, Wales. Hello, Down Under. Hello, Hong Kong. You know, I'll just have two out of column B. The Faith Line, coming to you directly from two stories down under the satellite dish right here in the Love Grotto until 3 a.m. Don't you touch that dial.
Get around, round, round, I get around.
Azusa, Cucamonga, Oakland, Hayward. Oh, we get around. All those Beach Boys. You know, back when the earth was new, I always say that. Actually, it was me that was new, and my eyes were new and everything. And, you know, we called it skin diving. Master diver Blake out there, he calls it scuba. But we didn't have any scuba. Oh, I had one. I had an Aqualung that I had made out of Mechanics Illustrated. You know that? Mechanics Illustrated? They showed us how to make one out of an old fire extinguisher. So I had one of those, but I didn't use it because it was only good to 15 feet. But we'd go down there, see, to Tin Can Beach in Santa Monica, and we'd surf. Boy, we had those 7-foot boards, see. Nobody had done it before. Well, they'd done it in Hawaii. That old guy was doing it over there, but there wasn't competition and all of that. It was just you got on your board, and we didn't even have any rubber suits, and you know, we didn't have any special haircuts or anything like that. We'd just go out there and sit on that board, and then we'd catch a few waves, right? And then the Beach Boys came. And they started singing about California girls and surf's up. And the next thing you know, there was a deluge. I know it's deluge, but I had a friend who used to say deluge. Of people coming from all over the country to surf. And they ruined the beaches. There were so many of them, you couldn't get on the beach. Oh, we defended our territory for a little while, and then we just said, oh, take it. That time's over. I don't know. So the Beach Boys, me playing them here on the air, that's a concession on my part. Because when I think about them, I always think about, boy, they sure destroyed that West Coast. They made it so popular that everybody come rushing in, trying to be like everybody else. Now they're all rushing up to Oregon from California. And the Oregonians are moving off to New Mexico. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that? Anybody else here? They're all moving down to New Mexico. I wonder where the people in New Mexico are going. I bet you they're going to L.A. I know Timothy did. let's see. Sheila, she answers the question. Look at that. Now, she knew the answer to the question, and she just moved here from Minnesota. Minnesota. They used to have a lot of dairies there. They probably are dairy museums now. John Sanford is from up in there somewhere, from the Tri-States. He writes some very good novels. Cheryl, where is she from? She's in Molalla. She needs prayer for Charlie, who's a diabetic and having eye surgery. We were talking about that a little bit earlier. We'll pray for him. Mary Lee's out there in prayer for her legs and prayer for David. And she wants her family saved and Christopher saved. Needs prayer for her finances. And then there's that young man who's homeless. There's Big Wave Dave is out there. God bless him. There's Jerry.
Well, is that Jerry out there?
Yes, it is, Mother, but we're not going to have time to talk about him. And Ronald is out there because it's time right now to go on the Great Explorer.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
Tonight we rejoin the Love Grotto gang 4 days after the last episode as they continue to motor south on their Great Explorer to find Lost Lake and the elusive fur fish. Mr. Melvin Munn is at the wheel of the Love Bus when we join them Friday afternoon. Listen.
Well, we're moving just a little bit faster now that we calibrated the speedometer, Milford.
Well, my goodness, yes. My speedometer was registering 55 miles an hour when we were only going about 13 miles an hour.
Well, we got a tweak now, brother.
Well, yes, but the top speed of this old Bluebird is only 25 miles an hour. Hey, maybe we should mill the heads at the next tune-up.
Oh, now that's just silly. It's an old classic. Like Brother Jacob, Ralph, we can't do that kind of stuff to it.
Well, Joe, don't you dare say things like that about our gracious leader. You know, I miss him so terribly.
Well, I simply meant, Mother, that old classic models require a little more upkeep and a little more maintenance, that's all.
Watch out! Watch out for that pedestrian!
I see him. Don't worry.
Oh, I see. Well, that is true for many of us.
Well, yeah, the older, you know, the older that I get, the more,
Yes, Floyd, go on. You stopped in the middle of a sentence.
Why, sorry, I disremembered what I was talking about there.
Hey, you said, the older you get.
Well, who was I talking about there? I doesn't remember.
Well, it's okay, Floyd, it's okay.
Hey, do you see that policeman behind us? Well, yeah, I think he's trying to catch someone.
Well, brother, we're only going about 25 miles an hour. He should not, you know, be trying to catch us. Is he trying to go around us and do his duty?
Well, I'm over to the right as far as I can go. I'm driving on the shoulder of the road right now.
Well, is that what is making it so bumpy? These new seat pillows are good, but still... Oh, my goodness, I'm not complaining, though. I'm just saying...
Well, just pull over and stop, Milford. Let the man go on around.
Well, he's pulling in behind us, Joe.
Well, did you think that he had a message for us from the Love Grotto or something like that, you know?
Hey, I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. But here he comes. Turn the engine off for a minute there, Milford. Well, yes, officer, how can we help you? How can we help you? Rio, where do you think you're going driving 25 miles an hour down this I-5? Where do you think you're going? You have traffic lined up behind you for 4 miles. Do you know that?
Oh, well, we thought that they wanted autographs or something, that's all. We just thought they, because we're famous, you know.
Well, now, don't you get smart with me, mister.
Well, now listen, officer. There is no danger of that at all.
I can see your license and registration. Give it to me here.
Well, officer, we're the very famous Love Grotto gang.
I don't care if you're Eric Estrada. You have to get this old crate moving a little faster or get off the freeway. What is that on your front bumper?
Well, that's a Christmas tree, sir. We celebrate the love of Christmas throughout the year.
Whoa, officer! Oh, officer!
Yes, madam?
Oh, you are so terribly handsome. Are you married at all?
I'm a widower, ma'am, and I'm on duty.
Oh, my. Could we offer you a latte or, you know, maybe some toast?
Be careful, be careful.
Well, how about a little Debbie? We could share.
Are you guys trying to offer me a bribe? Is that what you're trying to do? Are you offering me a bribe?
Well, God forbid, sir.
Hey, sir is Dangerous Captain Mark's nickname, not his.
Well, now, that Captain Mark is a handsome man.
Hey, better call him Dangerous Captain Mark, DCM for short. He can be real testy, you know. Are you guys nuts? What on earth are you talking about?
Well, we're the crew of the Faithline program, officer. We're just talking about the most dangerous Pacific Fury.
Hey, you guys know Brother Jacob?
Well, sure, he's our unseen leader.
Well, is this the famous Love Bus? Well, yes, Ossifer, it certainly is. This is the one and only Love Bus right here. I see your sticker now. This old bluebird was brought up to code. Faithline, I'm a long-time listener, you know.
Well, does you donate or does you just listen?
Now, Floyd, be nice to this officer of the law.
Well, it sure was brought up to code, officer. Joe and I worked on it for 6 months. Well, I'm gonna give you a pass this time, but I want your autographs.
Well, what a gentleman you are, officer. I hope that we meet again.
Well, you're 10 miles this side of Eugene. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you an escort until you reach there. Be on your way now. Hey, I didn't think that we were so famous.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but, well, I believe it was my charm that did it. Well, it was a good thing that Brother Bernard slept through all of that.
My, yes, he would be jealous, wouldn't he, Floyd?
Well, here we go. Here we go. He was a nice fella. Most cops are when you get to know them, you know.
Watch out for that Lexus, Milford. That may be covert.
Well, our escort is pulling him over, Joe.
Oh, how long till we get to Eugene?
Well, less than a half hour, Floyd. Milford is traveling at top speed now.
Oh, good. I am real hungry.
I can't make any snacks while we're moving, Floyd. But there are roll-ups, potato salad, and beans in the cooler. Well, I'll help you, Mother, and then I must wake Bernard.
Hey, you'd better not wake him until we're near the rest stop. You know what happened last time.
Well, there you have it. Another chapter in the ongoing saga that the Love Grotto gang calls life. As they battle the forces of evil and carry the gospel forward through the concrete jungle of downtown Portland, Oregon. Be sure to be with us next week when you will hear Brother Bernard say,
What?
Now, play number 15 on that CD with the police car on the label. We know it's all about Jesus. This is just for fun, that's all.
Better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He'll be making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. You when you're sleeping, knows when you're awake, knows if you've been bad or good, so be good and go for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why, Santa Claus is coming to town.
To it, Ralph.
Hey, this is what I do the best.
KPDQ Radio 93.9 F.
People at the altar are kneeling down to pray forgiveness for their sins. Some are fighting battles, and they're struggling to win. The time has come to give them to the Lord.
This is Brother Jacob. You know that Christian love that I talk about here on the Faith Line? Well, you can find it at the Morse Clinic, 15932 Southeast Division, right here in Portland, Oregon. Not only do you receive modern health care, but you will receive love and prayer. Listen now. You haven't tried everything until you have tried the clinic for your health problems. Why not call them today? 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081. For Christian love and health care.
You're listening to The Faith Line on 800 KPDQ Portland and 93.9 KPDQ FM Portland, a service of Salem Communications.
A mother kneels beside them, thanking God they've come. An old man is standing there too, giving up a part of him that he's held back for years. Hearts are being broken, lives are being changed. Those who call upon him, they will never be the same. The time has come to give in to the Lord. That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's
listening to the Faith Line program, and this is Brother Jacob. I'm going to be right here with you until 3 a.m. Pacific time. Don't you touch that dial. To reach me down here in the Love Grotto, dial 503-786-9390 in Portland, Oregon, or 1-800-845-2162, literally, from wherever you are out there in the kingdom of God. Need some hope? Well, your dial is set just right. Well, welcome back. And this is the third and final hour, and this is the last weekend of the month. So tonight we celebrate the Lord's Supper. That's a tradition around here. For a long time, I remember the first time I said I was going to celebrate the Lord's Supper on radio, and everybody said that won't work. But we've received letters from prisons, but all around the world. thanking us for bringing communion into their home. Praise God. I want to give you the phone number one more time. Here it's 1-800-845-2162. You have a few minutes left that you can answer the question and get a free gift. It's how does Brother Bernard spend most of his time on the Love Bus? And while you're on the line, maybe you'd like to gift him. We'll give you some other wonderful love gifts in return. I pray so. Bills will be due here in a couple days. Now, you know, I'm asked all the time how we get saved. How do I go about getting saved? We have to believe that Jesus came into this mortal body. He's the Son of God. And then he died on the cross for our sins, shedding his precious blood. And then on the third day, he rose again. And he's now sitting at the right hand of God. You believe that in your heart, well then, the Bible says you're saved. And saved from what? We're saved from an eternal hell. You see, God created all of us sinless. We didn't complain about the past because we accepted the past. Love is acceptance, isn't it? We didn't worry about the future because we trusted God for everything that we had. And then the devil entered the picture. Man fell to sin. And my Bible says that those who sin are slaves of sin. And today we see that most of mankind is a slave to sin. Greed and lust and pride and anger, fear, worry, guilt. All of those sins. I hear someone out there say, well, I don't commit any of those sins, and maybe you don't. But you probably gossip or you're prideful about not committing them. Because there is no righteous man, no, not one. Every single one of us is a sinner by nature. And there is no way for us to cover that sin. Man tried it. Of course he did, and he still does. They sacrificed animals. Today in churches, they pray to cover their sins. And you have to do this, and you have to follow that man-made law, and this man-made rule, and you have to wear certain clothing or not wear certain clothing. Getting a little more lax now. I get criticized. It depends on what translation of the Bible I'm looking at. I've got them all. Well, not all. Well, I'm sure there's some that I don't have. But I've sure got a lot of them. And I, for my personal use, I like the King James. Not because it speaks more from God than any other Bible, but because I like it. But when I talk to you, I usually use the NIV because that's a little plainer English, and there are some out there listening, remember, that don't know God at all. So I use the NIV, but I get which one. And then there are those that are pious because of the one that they're using. The one time here on the program, I said this to him. I said, and this was years ago, and I promise you I'd never do it again. And it was not a good thing to do, but I did it. And I said that The King James Bible is the one I'm going to use, because if it was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. Jesus didn't use the King James. But you know, I never got one call of criticism on that. Not one call. And so I offered another thing. I told him, if you'd like a picture, an autographed picture of Jesus in the garden, give me a call in the next 15 minutes. And we were flooded by calls. Now, how are we going to get Jesus? So I autographed him and sent him to him. That's what kind of people we are. We are very strange beings because we're human beings. Yeah, we're saved and we're sanctified. We're covered with the blood. We're filled with the Holy Spirit. Yes, we are, but we're not yet glorified. We have to put up with the temptations of this flesh that we find ourselves in, don't we? Well, along with the fall in the garden, I'm going to tell you where your anger comes from now. And I doubt that anybody has ever told you, but you know in your heart where it comes from. And before you can get angry, you have to judge something to be bad. Are you hearing me? And judgment belongs to me, saith the Lord. We're not to judge anybody, but we would judge everything, including whether it's a good day or a bad day. We'll judge other people. We want to be right all the time. And we judge others to be wrong. Now listen carefully, and if you write this down, just draw your pride, and then a little arrow towards judgment. Now draw another little arrow down. And that judgment causes you to get angry. And that angry is just like resentment. Resentment is just like hate. And hate is the same as murder, the Bible says. Are you with me? So you've got pride and causes you to judge. Judge causes you to hate, and that hate is the same as murder. Now, you know what your little spirit does when you hate another person? Oh, it feels guilty. It feels so guilty. So do you know what we do? We run from that guilt. And how do we run from that guilt? Here's how you do it. You distract. Some of you put on earphones and you listen to music all day and all night. Some of you have got the boom boxes in your car going ba-boom, 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 so you don't have to listen to your thoughts. Some of you have got your eyes glued on that television. You've got that television going even when you're not looking at it to distract you away from that guilt that you know is there. It's there. Some of you get so busy in church, that's the way you distract. I've known men that are so busy with church work that they neglected their family. It's true. We use all manner of things. Some of you have gone to the extremes and you've used alcohol to distract from your guilt. Others of you have used drugs to distract from your guilt that you know's there, that in the middle of the night when you're laying there in bed and you're all alone and you can hear your own heartbeat. You know how that guilt comes creeping in. And the devil is always there to help you out, isn't he? He'll tell you, you're no good. You're not any good. And then he shows you pictures of all the things that you've ever done that were wrong. And then he tells you, well, maybe the blood of Jesus can save other people, but he can't save you. You're too bad. Some of you think that you committed too many sins for God to forgive. Isn't that silly? Some of you think your sin is too big for God to forgive. And that's just as silly. That sequence I gave you is your pride causes you to judge. I should say our pride causes us to judge, and that judgment causes us to be angry, and that anger causes us to feel guilt. And the world is so filled with guilt that we spend about two-thirds of our life trying to distract from that guilt so that we won't have to live with it. The rest of the time we're in selfish pursuits. Instead of looking out at the world and saying, look at this beautiful place I find myself in. Thank you, God, for giving me a life. We start trying to accumulate stuff. And then we feel that we're kind of the center of all that there is and was and ever will be, because the pride of man wants man to be God, not serve God, you see. I'm not condemning you, I'm telling you what we do. I'm trying to tell you what we do. We want to be God. We'll hold a grudge for years. Married couples will have an argument over some silly thing. Like maybe, you know, well, I saw that in an ad and it was only $22.95.
No, it can't be $22.95. That costs at least $39.95.
4 or 5 days later.
Look at right here. Did you see this in the paper? I was right.
Start the whole thing all over again over the price of an article on sale. Are you with me? You see, what I want us to do is to come together and to love God above all else and to love one another. We can't be perfect until we're glorified. We won't be glorified until Jesus comes and takes us out of here. But I truly believe, now listen, this old man is talking to you straight across the board here. I believe Jesus is coming. How do I know? What do I base that on? Well, I base it on the Bible, number one, and he says you'll know the season. Let me give you a for instance. If you had a drop of oil in your swimming pool, and you had a little hose down there pumping oil out, and you got this drop oil on the surface of the ocean, what would you do with that? Would you plug that hole? And would you suck that oil off of there and take it out of your swimming pool? Or would you put a dispersant in it so that it would travel across the entire surface of your swimming pool? Which one would you do? Well, see, you don't even have to think. You know the answer to that one as well as I do. But our pride and our lust for stuff and our lust for money causes us almost all our problems. Fortunately, we finally, I think most of us, I should say maybe some of us, but I think most, understand that Jesus paid the sacrifice. He was the propitiation. He climbed up there on that cross when old brother Jacob belonged up there, where you belonged up there. But he climbed up there. And he died for us. We need, at this stage now, to understand what we're doing when we celebrate the Lord's Supper, which is what we're about to do here now. We're celebrating that sacrifice that he made for us. And there will come a time then when he takes us out of here. My Bible says that we'll meet him in the air. It will be like him. And we'll have no more pride. He's a humble God, isn't he? He's humble. That's the way we'll be. And we won't judge one another anymore. We won't judge God's beautiful creation to be bad anymore. We'll love God above all else, and we'll love one another. Now, before we celebrate the Lord's Supper, Paul admonishes us to confess our sins to God, to search ourselves for sin, confess those sins to God, and to ask for forgiveness. So we'll take just a moment here to allow each of us an opportunity to pray. Oh Lord, we know what we're not supposed to do. We know that sometimes we follow our own prideful ego and our own machinations, and we do what we want to do. We hurt ourselves and we hurt those around us, but we know that the one we hurt the most is you. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for those sins. And there are times, Lord, when we know what we're supposed to do. Your spirit within us is telling us what to do, but we don't do it. And those are the sins of omission. Forgive us those as well, Lord. Help us to do better in the future. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Now, I'm holding up bread. And the Word of God says, while they were eating, Jesus took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat, this is my body. Well, thank you, Lord. Where would we be without your sacrifice, dear Lord? And then it says, he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. He wants none of us to be lost. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Well, thank you, Lord. And then, our dear Lord uttered this promise. Oh, I love this promise. He says, I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. What a day that's going to be. Hallelujah. Now I would add one more verse, if I could, please. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the body is weak. Now let's take just a few moments. Oh, a minute or two. To contemplate what you and I have done here this early morning hour. I'll be right here in prayer with you. Oh, he's all around you. I know you're in that jail, I know. You can't lie to him, you probably earned your way in there. But he forgives you, dear one.
Your tender, loving care still remains.
Now there's some of you out there that, well, we're close to the end, aren't we? But you know, we're going to live forever. But, you know, everything has a beginning and a middle and an end. But we're to be here to live once and then to die. And then, guess what? Then comes the big adventure. We'll be together again. I want to ask him to give me one of those great big platinum towers and a golden microphone where I can praise him day and night, night and day. Now there's some of you out there that are sick unto death. I know you are. The doctor brought you some terrible news. Dear one, if you know my Lord, you're going to live forever and forever. If you don't know him, just call and get it done. 1-800-845-2162. So my Helen gave me that song. Wonderful. Long time ago. I don't know what he's saying to me here. Grasshopper, what do you mean by you have the game top speed? I don't know what that means. I'm not playing a game here. Thank you, Brenda. That's what I need. And just for my phone, that's all. And probably you're in my record somewhere, but not my phone. There's my Marcella. She's a new friend of mine. I got a couple, three, four Marcellas. But this one's a new friend of mine. And she prays for me, and I pray for her. You know, it gets to be quite a little love affair between the saints, doesn't it? I would suggest you give me a text. If you've got a cell phone, text me at 503-539-3012. 503-539-3012. you heard anything that you liked here tonight, if you felt the spirit in it, call 1-800-845-2162. 1-800-845-2162. If for no other reason, to tell my wife, Renee, who's answering the phone out there, that you love us and, you know, we love you. That's where it starts. That's where it all starts. That's where it starts. All right, Jesse. We'll try and tell him the truth. You know we'll make it. With Jesus. Come on, let's tell him the truth.
If you love somebody, then that means you need somebody. If you need somebody, that's what makes you weak.
You are listening to the Faithline program, where we're about to enter that final one half hour, that time when the clock on the tower will toll. And the world is about to enter that time when the trump will sound and Jesus will come to take us home. Are you ready?
That's what makes you strong. That's what makes you strong. That's what gives you power. That's what lets the meek come sit beside the King. That's what lets us smile in our final hour. That's what moves our souls, and that's what makes us sing.
Hallelujah.
And to trust somebody is to be disappointed. It's never what you want, and it happens every time. But if you're the trusting kind, this don't even cross your mind. And oh, that's a funny thing, that's what makes you strong. That's what makes you strong. That's what gives you power. That's what lets the meek come sit beside the King. That's what lets us smile in our final hour. That's what moves our souls, and that's what makes us sing.
Hallelujah.
That's what makes you strong. That's what gives you power. That's what lets the meek come sit beside the King. That's what lets us smile in our final hour. That's what moves our souls, and that's what makes us sing. That's what moves our souls, and that's what makes us sing.
When we produce a new resource for the Faith Line, we give away several of them to find out what the reaction is going to be. This one has caused a furor. Why, that sounds just like my life. That sounds just like me. I remember that. This is a CD of my testimony. How not only did I resist God, but I ran from Him. How I felt like an outsider in the world. I call the testimony, the CD, A Little Bird Told Me. And if you'd like to get this one, it's only $9.95 plus $1.50 for postage. A Little Bird Told Me. You will not regret getting it. A Little Bird Told Me, $9.95 plus $1.50 for postage. Call 1-800-845-2162 and order your copy right now. Or write to The Faithline, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067, and simply say, I want the little bird, and we'll do the rest. This is Brother Jacob, and I need to ask you to help us pay the rent, not the rent on any building, for we have no building. We use our own home for that purpose. Not for any salaries, because no one draws a salary at the Faithline Ministry. Every cent of your tax-deductible donation goes to God's work. It goes to pay for expensive phone lines and to pay for these radio stations that you're listening to the Faithline on. Won't you help? Some do. I know it's summer. I know times are hard, but we have to pay God's bills. 1-800-845-2162. Call right now and do what you can. I know God will add it all up and it'll be just the right amount. That phone number again, 1-800-845-2162. Or listen for our address and mail your check today. Don't forget, God's work must go on. Be sure to tune in the Faithline each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on your dial. We're down here, two stories down under the satellite dish in the Love Grotto, just waiting to pray for you. The time that you were free, give me a call at 1-800-845-2162 or text me at 503-539-3012. I'll answer you. If you have a chronic health problem that, well, you just cannot seem to get help for, have you tried the Morse Clinic at 15932 Southeast Division Street here in Portland, Oregon? Well, you haven't tried everything until you've gone to the Morse Clinic. The phone number, 760-6081. Be sure and put a 503 in front of that, 503-760-6081. I know that they will help you, because they have helped me. Now come back with me to the Love Grotto, where love rules. Oh, look at you, Albertina. Life can be so beautiful in knowing Jesus. Oh my. Life can be so marvelous in knowing Him. I like those shoes.
Life can be so wonderful.
So wonderful.
And knowing Jesus.
Now listen.
Can cover
listen.
All
of our sins. There it is again. And people will ask me tomorrow. They'll ask me, well, can He forgive all the things that I've done? I've got, we've got some people over there in Colorado. They say they're listening. Wonder how he's doing that. Are you doing that on the web? We'll ask him, see what he says. If he hasn't fell asleep. He must be listening on the web. He's over there at a camp. And let's see what... I've heard from so many people. I want to mention some of them before we have to go. And there's Cody. He's faithful to be there. We have Brenda. She's an old partner of ours. And I didn't recognize her because... frankly, this phone didn't have her in there. So when you text me, make sure you tell me who you are so that I can get you in my phone. Then the next time, you'd be like Marcella. I've got Marcella 1, Marcella 2, Marcella 3. I've got 3 Marcellas in my phone, but I know who each one of them is. And there's Chris. I mentioned him in the skit tonight. There's Maria. She says, listening to your show now. Dennis is sick. We got to pray for Dennis. There's Big Wave Dave and Lovekin. She's up working on more wonderments in the middle of the night. Can you believe that? And Timothy, he's down there. Tell me again where you are, Timothy. I've forgotten where it was. But he's down there. And John in Long Beach. And there's another Marcella. And Pastor Larry. And, no, I hit the wrong button. Let me get back over here. There's the Master Diver, Blake, and my Scott. We love him. He's been around a long, long time. We spent a lot of time praying for his mother and for him. There's Yvonne and Marcus. And they, well, about 12:23, I got a text from them saying we're loving the music. And Dina, she's been with me a long time. And Mary Lee and my Joe America and Janice Robinson. I'll just use her old name. Who sends me her picture. And Tracy, who fell and hurt his arm and his hip. And the last thing we heard, he was in the ER. If you're out of that ER, probably not. It takes so long. But if you're out of there, let me know how you are. And there's the Reverend James. He's back from Reno. No, he wasn't gambling. He went to a... Are you ready for this? He went to a quilt convention. But don't tell him he's not macho. There's my Loretta. She's out there. My Jesse. Alicia. Samantha. Randy. Don and Pamela. Tanya. I could just go on and on. There's just a couple over here on this page that I want to thank. And there's Juan in Los Angeles. I just thank you, Juan. And, Kyla in Compton, and Loretta in Portland, and Dennis in Lakewood, is that right, Lakewood? Geraldine in Oakland, Patty in White Salmon, Brother Robin in Portland, Lorena in San Francisco. Oh, I just could go on. Harvey in Portland, and Carolyn in Glendale, and Helen in Milwaukee. That's my Helen. You can't, don't fool around there. That's mine. That's my Helen. And Sister Lee in Los Angeles. And let's see, Lois in Oakland. Wesley in Longview, and Jennifer in Lakewood. Well, we've got quite a few listeners down there in Lakewood. And to all of you that sent a little note along with your tithe that said that you love me, can I say this to you? At this stage of my life, I treasure that. There's Michael in Oakland. Tell me thanks for the Lord's Supper. I treasure it when someone tells me they love me. You know, I begin work. Now, tomorrow is the Lord's Day. I'm going to be real quick here, but is the Lord's Day. But starting Monday, not only will Sister Renee and I work full-time, but we'll begin working on next week's program. And all the mailing and all the packaging and all, you know, all the stuff that has to be done. So if you hear the Holy Spirit in it at all, give us a call. And help us out. Won't you do that?
Think about a lullaby.
Think about a lullaby.
Baby, close your eyes. Don't cry.
Let me sing you off to sleep.
And I'll tell you a story.
Let daddy pray your soul to keep. It's safe here with your mom and I.
Think about a lullaby. All right now, no more excuses. Time for you to go to sleep. Pull those covers right up underneath your chin. Make yourself real comfortable. Reach over there and grab that teddy bear or that long pillow or whatever it is that you hug in the night. Close your little eyes and I'll tell you a story. When I was a kid, you know, just a long, long time ago, we looked forward to the summer. The month of June was a good month. We no longer had to go to school. And one of the best parts was that our parents let us take our shoes and shirts off and, oh boy, go out there and play, get our first sunburn, get our first piece of glass in our foot. But we loved it. To run around with no shirts and no shoes, well, in the morning, the first morning of our vacation, we'd sit there at the table and discuss what we're going to do.
Well, what are we going to do? I think I like to hunt for lizards is what I like to do.
No, I want to play marbles.
Well, we play marbles in the house all the time in the winter. Maybe we could go hunt for some lizards. You know, I need one of those blueberry, you know, those blue belly lizards. You know, let me get it right now. One of those blue belly lizards so that they can eat the flies. You know, we'll get some flies and feed the lizards. Won't that be fun?
No, I want to play marbles.
Oh, okay. Now, maybe we ought to make some rubber guns. What do you think? You know, we'd make some pistols and some rifles, and it would be a lot of fun.
Hey, that sounds like a good thing, Bob. That's what we'll do.
So we would. We'd have to collect the wood. Little pieces of boxes is what we used. Those old lug boxes, remember them? The kind that they lugged apples in and tomatoes and the other vegetables. We'd collect the wood and then we'd cut it into a handle of a gun and then a piece for the barrel. And then we had to go visit Mr. Upton. Mr. Upton owned a little tiny gas station. That was where we got the Orange Crush that was in a red box. Filled with ice water. Oh, it was so good, and I've never tasted anything like it to this day. But he would always provide us with an old inner tube. He knew what we were doing.
Now do you have the permission of your mother?
Oh, yeah, Mother said we could do it, sure. Yeah, we could do that.
And so he'd give us an old inner tube, and we'd go in the house, and when we got home and asked Mother for a pair of scissors to cut that thing, see, into rubber bands to use. And then, of course, we had to have one of her clothespins to make the rubber gun. My mother would be waiting there. Now, I'm going to let you run free today. But tomorrow you must rake the yard and straighten your room.
I'll mind your mother.
Well, Dad said we had to do it. We had to do it. But that had cut into our playtime.
Oh, Ma, you know, we'd on summer vacation. We had to have, you know, some time to get other things done. We're making rubber guns, and we're going to make some slingshots, and, you know, and we're going to make some blowguns, and then from that bamboo over there by Mr. Cathares, and, you know...
No, I want you tomorrow to rake the yard. It looks a mess out there. And pull some of those weeds. And before you go out, I want you to straighten your room.
And you mind your mother.
Summer seemed so long back then. Yeah, it came to an end, but it seemed to be very, very long. June was the break into summer. It was the first month. It was the time that was so good, and there was no television. We didn't even know what television was. There were no video games, no cell phones, no mountain bikes. We had old Schwinn bikes that we'd put together from several junk bikes. My brother and I made tin can phones one summertime. You know, we just took two tin cans and connected a piece of kite string between the two, and it was meant to so that we could talk in secret while in bed at night. But every time we talked into our tin can telephone, we could hear from the other room,
"Go to sleep in there. I don't want to have to come in there."
"My goodness, can't you just go to sleep? We have to go to work in the morning."
My favorite part of summer, my favorite place, I should say, was the creek. I loved to go down to that old creek. It doesn't have much in it anymore, with all the pollution and everything that's been done. But back then, it was filled with beetles. And you could sit there and watch those beetles swim from the surface down to the bottom. I remember one big old beetle that had, he must have had 100 eggs on his back. I don't know what kind he was. And the big dragonflies would be swooping down to the water and over onto the cattails. And if you looked real closely, and we always did, there were tiny little fish down there. Tiny, tiny little fish that would dart here and there and behind rocks. And when you tried to catch them, they were always gone. And there were some turtles, and we tried to catch them. I think we caught them all, because eventually there weren't any. And there were snakes of all kinds, just harmless snakes, garter snakes and king snakes. I liked the garter snakes, and I liked the gopher snakes. They made kind of good pets until Mother found them. But I didn't like that king snake. He would hiss and bite, so we didn't catch them. I bring home little tiny snails from the bottom of that creek and put them in the aquarium. Well, I called it an aquarium, but what it was a gallon milk jug. Yeah, you remember those that had the, like a wire handle on them. That was my aquarium.
"Well, now you have this great big aquarium that you use as a desk."
"Yes, I do, Mother." I took them all home for my gallon jar. I can still sit and think about that creek. I often do in the middle of the night now. I think about it, and it's all gone. Last time I was down there, it was all encased in concrete, and all the native trout had been caught. Little tiny fish don't dart there anymore. Oh, I saw a couple of snails down in there, but they didn't look too healthy. And the banks, the creek banks that had willows and cattails and those terrible nettles. Well, they're all meticulously landscaped now. I've wondered. All my life I've wondered. And that's the truth. What kind of fish will there be in the river of life? Will I be able to catch those little frogs that I used to catch? Will I see some of those little snails down in there? Will there be multicolored beetles like there were in the creek back when the earth was new and I was too? What kind of fish will be in the river of life? And then I wonder sometimes, and I know you do too, will I be able to take some of the little beasties home in a jar? Will God allow that? I wonder if we'll be allowed to go barefoot. I wonder. I just wonder. There won't be any pieces of glass there. And God will provide the light, so there won't be any skin cancer. I can go without a shirt. Well, I hope I have a better body than the one I have now. I want to spend some time exploring, don't you? I never did get to go to the Amazon, where I always wanted to go. I never made it to cross Africa or go to New Guinea. I wonder what wonderful things I'll be able to explore when I get there. What do you want to do when you get there? you know, maybe we can get together and plan a great explore with the Love Grotto gang. Want to? Good night.
Think about a butterfly. Think about a lullaby. Think about a cloud in the sky. You can count your little sheep, but baby, you got to go to sleep. And baby, please don't you cry. Think about a lullaby.
It's time to say goodbye. There's no more excuses, no more tears to cry. There's been so many changes. I was so happy.
We've reached the end of another Faithline program, but the work of the Faithline goes on, and this is Brother Jacob. I want you to remember that our lives are not based on hope. Our lives are based on faith. Faith in the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ, His precious blood on the cross. And until we meet right here, the same time, same station next week, remember, God loves you, and so do I.
This is Michael Carr asking you to be sure to tune in again next week, Saturday night, Sunday morning, at the same time, for another Faithline with Pastor T.L. Jacob. Send your prayer requests and offerings to The Faithline, P.O. Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. And remember, this mighty outreach of hope and love would not be possible without the prayers and financial support of our listeners.